it's coming. Garoppolo sees it, fired, intercepted, and a clear route to the end zone for Mike Hughes. Touchdown.
Hello, hello, let's go. It's your man, Flip Mozzie, and thank you for spending 15 minutes with me today. Here we are in week two. The Minnesota Vikings travel to Lambeau Field, a divisional clash at noon central against the Green Bay Packers. Kirk Cousins versus Aaron Rodgers. Can we say that with confidence now? Kirk Cousins versus Aaron Rodgers, while both teams try to rise to the top of the NFC North Division. We're here to figure out Green Bay, talk about some fun matchups, and set expectations. But first, let's take a look back at the week that was. Win number one in week one. Our purple just have so much on defense. That's what it felt like after Sunday. It was a beautiful sight. A mix of talent and scheme. It all just comes together so well. Zimmer and his studs, Danielle Hunter, Harrison Smith, Mike Hughes are clicking. We're starting on D because they carry the day, like we expected them to, like we needed them to while the offense gets up to speed. First, they made San Fran one-dimensional early, just 20 yards rushing allowed on their first three drives, 90 yards total, and it carried over to the pass game. Matt Breida had just one catch out of the backfield. Now, Kyle Juszczyk did have that big 56-yard gain right after the pick six, but he's more of a tight end, a fullback. Those tight ends were really the only thing that worked against Minnesota last week. Every single defensive lineman made a clutch play. Hunter with a sack, two stuffs, Sheldon Richardson with three pressures, Sack Daddy did his dance, and Big Linval, man forced a fumble to complete the goal line stand. Zimmer called at least two overload blitzes, one ended in a sack by Harrison Smith, the other Hughes made that easy pick and took it to the house. Just one more note about Hitman, let's read that stat line. 8 tackles, 2 for loss, 1 sack, a goal line fumble recovery, and a game-sealing interception. Let's go, what a game. And Cousins wasn't too shabby either. Was it all good on offense? No way. 56% completion rate, 6.8 yards per attempt, yeah, that's gotta get better. But you look at his 2 touchdown passes, perfect dimes to Diggs and Rudolph. You look at his ability to avoid turnover, that's a promising foundation. With the playmakers and the defense Minnesota has, that's the first step. Kirk has taken it. And that same narrative, the first step, can probably be said for everything about the offensive performance. John DeFilippo's play calling. I liked his mix of personnel groups from play to play, but some of the situational calls, runs on second and long, that screen right before halftime, that didn't add up for me. Same with Dalvin Cook, a good first step. He's back healthy. Huge factor in the pass attack. Still needs to work on that interior running. Latavius Murray was better in those spots. Then there's the receivers, our Teen Titans. They made plenty of plays. Adam Thielen had a real nice productive day. Stephon Diggs with that touchdown and just his feistiness after the catch. But there were some drops and rapport with Cousins just has to grow. That old defense continued dominance. That new offense took a step forward and the Vikings got that W. To wrap our thoughts about week one, we gotta give credit to some 49ers. First, Kyle Shanahan is incredible, both scheme and play calling. You could see it even through their struggle. And Jimmy G understands that scheme, he just wasn't able to execute under the heavy pressure he faced. Also, Fred Warner, goodness, I had never heard of that guy and he was everywhere. Third round pick out of BYU, San Fran has to be encouraged by that rookie. That forced fumble on Cook shifted all momentum. Vikings were running away with it. Cook is bounding across midfield and boom, that fumble marred Cook's good day. Games are rarely perfect. to move on to week two, we're going to leave the bad behind and bring the good with us. We're sadly leaving Aviant Collins behind. He's out for the year. We're going to hopefully get Trey Waynes out of the tub to play in week two. Then that fumble, all those yards allowed to tight ends, we're leaving that back in last week. We're making some better offensive play calls in week two. But yeah, those defensive play calls, we're taking that with us. We're keeping that ability to out-scheme opponents, confuse good quarterbacks, put them under pressure from all angles. We're looking to shut down another mediocre run game. We're adding Brian Witzman for offensive line depth. We're keeping all those clutch efforts from Cousins, Diggs, Thielen, Rudolph, even Morgan. We're keeping Cook in the passing games and Murray in ball. So with that, we enter week two. Game number two, it's a familiar opponent and a very familiar stadium. Packers have been playing at Lambeau Field for 61 years. The last time our purple stepped on that field, they pitched a shutout. I remember laughing, having a good old time at the local sports bar just before Christmas. Minnesota went up early and never looked back. A defensive battle on the frozen tundra that Green Bay just wasn't prepared for. Brett Hundley posted a 32% success rate. Hitman picked him off twice while Diggs was all our Vikes needed on offense. 5 catches, 60 yards, and a touch. 63% success rate. Don't forget that 39-yard pass interference he drew. That and Kai Forbath didn't miss a kick. Of course, we're not gonna see Brett Hundley again. Aaron Rodgers re-enters the fray. Yada yada, injury this, injury that. I'll be shocked if he's not on the field on Sunday. Aaron's pockets are full with that new $134 million extension, and he proved to be worth every penny. It only took him one half after a bad start versus Chicago. A 17-point gap didn't stop him. A hurt knee didn't stop him. He made plays and simply willed those cheeseheads to victory. It was a tale of two halves. The Packers struggled early and looked like a contender late. There were two main changes that led to the comeback. It wasn't just Rodgers. Remember, the Pack were down 10-0 before he left with the injury. 4 drives, 3 and outs. Their longest drive was 12 yards. So what caused it? Pass rush. Brian Bulaga and Corey Linsley had their hands full with no answer for the Bears' front 7. They couldn't run, they couldn't pass, but in the second half, those linemen held up. The pressure went away, and with time in the pocket, Rodgers chopped up the field. With a clean pocket, he went 17 for 22, 251 yards, and 2 touchdowns. 144.3 passer rating. Wow. Second, the young secondary, guys like Jair Alexander and Josh Jackson, grew up quick. The open receivers for the Bears, Allen Robinson, Taylor Gabriel, got covered after halftime. Mitch Trubisky just couldn't find an open man. Coverage forced the Bears' offense to fall apart. So that's pretty much a clear lesson on what it's going to take to beat the Pack. A full, complete game, of course, especially in terms of generating pressure on Rodgers and receivers winning on routes. Make it last all game. On top of Green Bay's top performers, we gotta remember this team also has a great defensive line. Mike Daniels, Muhammad Wilkerson, and Kenny Clark. Mike Patton is coaching a revamped unit. They showed potential holding the Bears to just 6 second half points. Green Bay is clearly the strongest divisional foe, and that's why this game is important. It's a clash against the two best teams in the NFC North, arguably the best division in football. Both teams 1-0, the winner will sit atop the early standings. It's a September game in Lambeau. The Vikings must take advantage of this favorable fall timing. Prove that they're still the class of the NFC North. Beat the Packers with Rodgers again. Just do it. To beat Green Bay like we so desperately want them to do, some key matchups must go in our Vikes' favor. First, our man, the Hitman, was beat a couple times by San Francisco's inventive plays. They targeted mainly their tight end, George Kittle. This time, he goes up against Jimmy Graham. Graham had a silent week one, but they're going to look at film, what Ertz did last year, what Kittle did last week. It's not a stretch to think they'll use Graham more on Sunday. Harry needs to see this coming and lock Graham down. It'd be just another weapon for Green Bay, and we can't have that. Smith versus Graham is matchup number one. Second, our man the Sack Daddy makes his appearance in these matchups again. After taking care of Joe Staley, four pressures, three QB hits, a stuff, a sack, a batted ball, that's what I'm talking about. But you know Green Bay's left tackle David Bakhtiari, he had a good game too, allowed just one pressure all game long against Chicago. We talked about what Rodgers did with a clean pocket. The Griffin vs. Bakhtiari matchup will tip scales. Now for offense, we gotta check in on Minnesota's offensive line. Clay Matthews doesn't scare us, but on the other side of the ball, Muhammad Wilkerson and Nick Perry will be coming at Riley Reiff. He's Minnesota's best offensive lineman, but there's no doubt this is an even matchup for him. Green Bay's 3-4 front means it'll be a different look for the entire offensive line on Sunday. Reiff, the veteran, the captain, needs to take control here, lead the way. It's also time for Dalvin Cook to factor into both the run and pass games. He forced 10 missed tackles against San Fran. I see him going against Blake Martinez. We have to like this matchup. The backfield chef can win, carry the game all by himself. Dalvin returned to form catching the ball last week. If his running makes an impact, that's a great sign. Cook vs. Martinez is matchup number 4. Finally, we're putting Adam Thielen back up in a big spot against Jair Alexander. The rookie cornerback from Louisville was able to make some splash plays against Taylor Gabriel. Thielen's an entirely different beast, so let's give him a true test. After a quiet preseason, Thielen drew 12 targets, went over 100 yards last week. All six of Adam's catches went for first downs. Give us that again, and Green Bay will have no answer. So those are your week two X-Factors. Smith, Griffin, Reiff, Cook, and Thielen. They're the ones we count on, our Vikings. I expect a classic battle on Sunday, a back-and-forth affair that ends up being more high-scoring than we'd like. I expect ups, downs, turnovers, long touchdowns, missed field goals, everything is on the table. The Packers cashed in on multiple big plays last week. Any type of repeat there will drive up the points in this one. And of course, we have a certain Captain Kirk who can dial in on those volume stats too. I expect more than the 36 attempts Cousins had in week one. Can't believe I'm saying that. Are these even the Vikings we're talking about? Kirk is going to have to lock in because while his blind side could stay clean, there will be pressure on the right. Daniels is good. Matthews, not so much. But going up against Rashad Hill, if Matthews makes any play, like literally even one play, fans will freak out about it. I'm expecting a tough game for Rashad. The Vikings will just have to make up for it in other ways. Kirk will have to throw the ball quickly. Who's Kirk going to be throwing to? Our man Stephon, can you dig it? These Packers, I mean, are they really going to put Tremont Williams on Diggs? Did you see what Stephon did to Richard Sherman last week? Like, come on. Tremont's nice, but he's not up for this. Stephon is going to continue to make DBs look silly, even if it doesn't show up on the stat sheet. I'm saying 5 catches, 65 yards, and a touchdown. On defense, we're going to be talking about Danielle Hunter. It's time for our stud to shine in America's game of week two. Heavy pressure from that side of the ball, 2 sacks and a forced fumble. Danielle, I believe in you. We're also going to be talking about every cornerback but Xavier Rhodes. Look, every defender isn't going to have a good day when you're going against Aaron Rodgers. Mistakes will be made. They'll be capitalized on. Randall Cobb and Geronimo Allison combined for 210 yards in week one. If injuries to Alexander or Waynes linger, that could be an issue. The rookie Mike Hughes is just the type of guy Rodgers attacks. Vikings might lose in this area. They just have to make up for it elsewhere. After the game, we're hoping to talk about a Vikings win, of course. We'll be talking about how it was wild to see Kirk air it out, Fans will be calling for Rashad Hill off with his head. We'll be talking about the miracle man, Stephon Diggs, and a classic performance from Rodgers, who they did their best to contain. We'll be talking about a bend-don't-break game from the Vikings defense, one that, combined with the yardage given up in Week 1, has some fans worried. And we'll be talking about Danielle Hunter's continued climb into excellence. We gotta get that guy a nickname, Big Game Hunter. This would be the week to earn that name. Our hated rival, a stone's throw away, wants to claim this Northern Division for themselves. They should fear us, but they don't. They should look at our purple, the team that's beat them 4 out of the last 5 times, and cower. But they're too naive. Our Vikings will make them pay for that ignorance. We'll make their hero look mortal and come back home on the right side of this Northern Front with a victory. Skol Vikes.